Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors will deliberate Tuesday in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, a day after the prosecution and defense offered opposite assessments of his actions last year during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. A misdemeanor weapons possession charge and a non-criminal curfew violation were dismissed by Judge Bruce Schroeder prior to deliberations. President Biden pressed Chinese President Xi on Beijing's human rights practices in an over three-hour call on Monday, while Xi Jinping warned that China would respond to provocation on Taiwan. Neither side talked about the coronavirus that has killed millions of people worldwide. Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership on the border crisis this week. This as Customs and Border Protection reported over 164,000 illegal immigrant encounters along the southern border in October. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As inflation continues to grow at record numbers, Washington, D.C. wants to continue spending your tax dollars.
President Biden is continuing to call on the House and Senate to approve his Build Back Better plan, which he argues will help the American economy. Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox and Friends he believes that this plan may actually get through the House because he doesn't trust the moderate Democrats.
Every single, crazy leftist agenda idea that's gone to Congress, they voted for. They voted with a progressive. So I don't know if there's any moderate Democrats left. They may say they're moderate, but they don't vote moderate. They vote with a progressive wing. And so I'll be very surprised if this thing doesn't pass at least through, the House.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
During closing arguments in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial Monday, Assistant Prosecutor Thomas Binger broke the first rule of gun safety. He aimed a Smith & Wesson M&P-15 in the courtroom filled with people and his finger on the trigger. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Former President Trump aide Steve Bannon turned himself in and appeared before a judge to face criminal contempt charges for defying a subpoena from Congress' January 6 committee.
Former President Donald Trump advisor Stephen Bannon surrendered to federal agents on charges of contempt of Congress. When he surrendered to federal law enforcement agents, Bannon was mobbed by members of the media as he surrendered to federal officials at an FBI field office in Washington, D.C. Bannon attorney David Schoen.
He didn't refuse to comply. He made quite clear that if a court ordered him to comply, he would do that. But he had an obligation to honor the privilege that was invoked. And in terms of prosecuting this criminally, it violates settled Department of Justice policy.
The arraignment for Bannon on contempt of Congress charges was postponed to November 18th. He was released on his own recognizance ahead of the next hearing.
Mr. Bannon,
by the way, not just Trump people and not just conservatives. Every progressive and every liberal in this country that likes freedom of speech and liberty, okay, should be fighting for this case. That's why I'm here today. For everybody, well, I'm never going to back down. They took on the wrong guy this time, okay?
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Researchers have located a temporary second moon floating around the Earth, measuring in at just 164 feet in diameter. Estimations indicate that after 300 years, it will break its orbit and journey out into space. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was easy, did you? I'll tell you, you know, when you've missed the target by this much for so long, it is exponential. And here's where we are. You know, as I tell my kids, it is experience that defines preference. And our country is getting a lot of experience right now. And it's up to them, up to we the people, to decide, okay, how much of this government do we want to tolerate? Do we want to continue to allow this runaway government to run away with our freedoms, run away with the constitutional principles, to, you know, I mean, they're so audacious about it. They're not even offering another constitution. They're just ignoring the one that we have. And people are led to believe somehow that they're still concerned about the Constitution, when clearly by their actions, and this is what I guess I'm shouting from the rooftops to get people to see, is that they're not genuine. They really aren't. I mean, this is disingenuous on its face. They're not interested in the people. You know, they're interested in their own power and control. Is what Lindsey Graham pointed out, if you remember in the Kavanaugh hearings. That just wasn't something political. I mean, that was very honest, you know, from Lindsey Graham. And I can understand why sometimes you wonder, well, he's a politician, and politicians have a way to, you know, stretch the truth. But every once in a while, like they say, and I have a friend in golf, he always says, well, even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. And that may be true, and maybe that's the same case with politicians, that every once in a while they may get something right, even by accident. And I often find it quite curious, this is why I say self-indictment, is that they often self-indict if you listen to what they say. Sometimes they can be very truthful. And, you know, and it's a bit shocking at first when you hear it and you go, well, did they really say that? Yeah, they did. And they were actually being honest for once in their life. Craig Huey is with us. I'm sure, or hopefully he would agree with what I'm sharing with you. He's the author, political commentator, speaker for Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, The Huey Report. Craig, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's great to be with you. I'm doing super. Thanks.
Well, the fight continues here. As I was saying, as you were coming on the show here and getting connected, is that this is an opportunity for people to assess all that the government has come to right now. After, you know, Barack Obama, after 4 years of Trump, and now about a year of Joe Biden, you know, what kind of government do you want?
Report card going on in people's minds across America, and then not only comparing Biden with what we had under President Trump, but I think also you're going to have more and more people coming to the realization that big government is not the answer, that big government is the problem. you're going to find more and more people understanding that socialism is an evil, and it is an economic disaster. It's a disaster to individual freedom. It's a disaster to religious liberty. And you look at the failures and the foreign policy, Bill, we probably live in the most dangerous time America may have ever faced since the Cold War, staring down a nuclear war with Russia. The fact is, we have enemies that are out to control and to harm us. And you know, Afghanistan's debacle is just, you know, a signal to dictators, communist dictators, tyrants across the world. This is a weak America, and we can take advantage of that.
I don't know that America has been perceived as this weak since the Carter years, Craig. And that is quite scary when you consider that because of these enemies and how fortified they are. I mean, China is licking their chops. Russia, you know, go on right on down the line here.
Iran.
You know, exactly.
Yes, and the terrorists themselves. And probably the worst thing for Israel to happen is for Biden to have become president. Already, since Biden became president, rockets have come again back into Israel and Jerusalem area. When under Trump, there was none. You have a situation right now where there's a perception of weakness, and when there's appeasement and weakness, an aggressor will move, and that's what we're seeing with Taiwan. The communist dictatorship in China, the most brutal, most high-tech dictatorship in history, where it abuses human rights, it destroys religious freedom, it controls every aspect of a person's life, makes 1984 book look like no one had imagination. The fact is, they want to take over Taiwan. They're moving in that direction. They're terrorizing the people of Taiwan, the free people of Taiwan, the people that have a free country, the people that we have pledged to defend and help. And there's not a confidence on China's part that we will interfere if they take it over. And it will be a massacre worse than what we saw with Hong Kong.
Right. Well, and the thing is that even Taiwan, not so after what, you know, President Biden had to say in terms of the long kept promise. All of a sudden he got mealy mouthed about it. First said, oh, yes, definitely. And then he backstepped on it. And then, of course, in the summit, this virtual summit that he had with President Xi, that was one of the things that came up that Biden had said, look, we want you to, you know, leave, in essence, leave Taiwan alone, let the status quo remain. And President Xi just kind of, you know, just smiled. There wasn't any acknowledgement like, okay, we agree and we'll honor that, none whatsoever. But on the record, I guess Joe Biden can say, well, I told him not to do it. that doesn't work with a communist, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, in the meantime, we're going to see them taking over the South China Sea, taking over the Republic of China, Taiwan, and we're going to see them be more and more aggressive because their goal is world domination. They want to bring communism and socialism throughout the world, imposing their views on everyone. And they're very strategic. They're very calculated. They are reading President Biden. Will he try to put up a resistance or not? And I don't see that perception on their part. I see weakness. And weakness means a very dangerous world. And then when you add in their new nuclear weapons capability of being able to evade our detection, to be able to pinpoint things from space, we are in a very dangerous time where they can dictate to us what they want us to do.
Yes. it no doubt is very scary here. And as you say, I mean, with Donald Trump, we had China in check a bit, and we didn't necessarily have to start a war, but there was only so much they could do in the South China Sea. Now it's like, hey, full speed ahead. You know, Joe Biden is the only thing standing in our way. Like, that matters. We've got more from Craig Huey. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Craig Huey from the Huey Report continues. He's the author, political commentator, and speaker for Election Forum. Craig, as we were talking about and starting to, you know, get into, is Inflation Nation. You know, what the Biden administration has done in a short period of time. I mean, this is unbelievable. And how people, you know, can even say, I mean, sometimes I think, you know, maybe I need to talk to that, you know, 25% of the people that thinks Joe Biden is doing a good job, because I want to know what they're saying that I'm not. What am I missing here to think that Joe Biden is such a great president?
You know, Bill, again, it goes back to people have a report card, and the report card is a big F on the economy, because socialism does not work. Big government and government interference does not work. And so what we have seen from President Biden has been a calculated, purposeful attack on the free market, which has resulted in this inflation we see. The cause of this inflation, the rising prices, is the fact that we have a new regulation on the oil industry, new regulations on business, new regulations that are strangling economic growth and causing higher prices. But more importantly, we have overspending, a mushrooming national debt that is helping fuel the inflation. And you combine that with the Federal Reserve policies of increasing the money supply, and we have now an annualized inflation of 12%. It could go much higher. And the fact is, everybody is suffering. Everybody is feeling it. And this is not greedy businesses, as the president wants you to believe. It's not because of the pandemic that the president would want you to believe. It's not because of so-called supply chain problems that the president would want you to believe. You know, they're talking about even imposing price controls, which would be the worst thing that you could do. What you need to do is stop overspending. You know, they want to spend trillions more money, flooding the economy with cash that drive up prices. And you know what? I call this the most immoral tax there is. Immoral because it's secretly robbing people of their wealth. If they're on a fixed income, they're suffering. If they have low income, they're suffering. If they're middle class, they're suffering. You know, the wealthy can kind of maneuver about it and complain about it, but they're not suffering. But the most people are suffering from this rising prices. And the prices that they see in the stores, they're going to rise much more. You know, there's a thing that happens with inflation. Not only do prices rise, but it starts putting companies out of business, because as they raise their prices, people stop buying their products. There's another problem with rising.
It's an innovation killer as well, Craig, because you're not going to have businesses investing in innovation and creativity, right?
Absolutely not. And then when you go out and you buy a box of cookies, there'll be maybe 10% or 20% less cookies in that box. When you go out and buy any type of product or service, there's a shrinkage in the packaging because the companies are figuring out how can we keep lower prices and still make a profit. And so many companies will shrink the amount of product in their package.
Exactly.
In fact, it's a nightmare caused by the government, not by private enterprise, not by free enterprise, not by individuals, it's by the government policy. Mm. And this overspending that we just passed, a wasteful, pork-filled infrastructure package that is really helping promote the Green New Deal, Bernie Sanders, that's adding to it. The previous trillions put into the system are adding to it. And now they want to have more. And this is why people listening, they need to be in prayer against what's happening here, against the politicians that are destroying the economic growth engine that is America, destroying people's lives. They need to be able to be focused on the upcoming election in 2022 to stop this madness. It's madness filled with lies about what the reality is. You won't hear this on the media. You hear it on the Bill Martinez show. You're not going to hear it if you turn on the mainstream media. If people are on Facebook, if people are reading old-fashioned newspapers, they're not going to read it because they're simply reflecting the position of Joe Biden. They're distorting the truth, and they're telling lies about what's happening. But the truth is that this inflation is not accidental. It's not something that it is a mystery. You have this just like in the Carter days, just back in the 1970s with Nixon and Carter. They increased the money supply. They spent more money than the government took in. They did deficit spending. They put in regulations and controls. And we had historic inflation then. And you know what happened after that historic inflation, Bill, is we had the Reagan Revolution that turned things around. So there's hope for turning things around in America. There's hope for restoring an economic growth engine that does not have inflation and does not have this insanity that's going on today.
Because it's all possible, but you have to understand, there's one party that continues to live out this fantasy of big government, and the American people have got to quit putting them into office and in control. I mean, to me, it's like, okay, here's your last hurrah. You've got you've got all three houses of government, and look what's happening to your country right now. And the thing is, they don't even have an idea, Craig, as to how deleterious, you know, this last bill, this supposedly bipartisan infrastructure bill that's only about 20% really infrastructure, the rest of it is all, you know, just tax and spend and favors, like you said, supports the Green Deal. It supports, public interests of the Democratic donor base. That's what that's all about. At our expense, at the people's expense, we're the ones that are paying for all this. And, it's never worked before. But as I said, the thing that with the Democrats, what they always do, it's never anything very simple. It's always very complicated. You've got Regulation Nation coming back in full force on steroids that is all baked into the cake of this latest bill. And these are people that are not answerable to any kind of congressional oversight. They do as they darn well please. They make up their own laws, and good luck. I mean, that means we're going to have to deal with these knuckleheads one more time. And I thought we had enough of that under the Obama administration. But I guess, you know, people have a short memory. I don't know. It's just
it's disturbing and sad. But here's the thing. Your listeners, everybody listening to this program has family, friends who either did not vote in the last election or they voted for Biden and the pro-socialist Democrats, thinking that things would be better. But this is what you get when you do programs that are promoting socialism. This is what you get when you have candidates that are radical, candidates that want to transform culture and our economy into a secular socialist nation. And that's what the bureaucracy is doing. That's what the politicians are doing. That's what the media is promoting. But that's where the people have to say, no, enough is enough. We're not taking this any longer. We're going to turn things around in 2022.
You know, and I have friends that will tell me that are Democrats, and they say, well, they lied to us. I said, really? I have to laugh. I go, really? They lied to you? What did you think? I mean, here is a party that promotes voter fraud. They've had a history of lying. What did you think? Like, all of a sudden, because of Donald Trump, they were going to tell the truth? You know?
Yeah.
It's that kind of deal, you know. It's laughable. Oh, you know, they lied to me. Well, this is why, you know, elections have consequences, and your vote matters. And it's also why, even right now, you can get on the phone and tell your politician, tell your representative, stop the spending. Stop the spend. Yeah. Maybe that's the new hashtag. Stop the spend. That's what we need to do, Craig Huey. Hey, as always, thank you, buddy. I appreciate the time. Yep. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, take care.
You too.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors will deliberate Tuesday in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, a day after the prosecution and defense offered opposite assessments of his actions last year during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. A misdemeanor weapons possession charge and a non-criminal curfew violation were dismissed by Judge Bruce Schroeder prior to deliberations. President Biden pressed Chinese President Xi on Beijing's human rights practices in an over three-hour call on Monday, while Xi Jinping warned that China would respond to provocation on Taiwan. Neither side talked about the coronavirus that has killed millions of people worldwide. Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership on the border crisis this week. This as Customs and Border Protection reported over 164,000 illegal immigrant encounters along the southern border in October. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and I think we all agree the debate over pro-life and a woman's right to abortion has reached a fever pitch in recent months. As we've been insisting, this is an organic movement based on experience since Roe v. Wade of 1973. Okay, certainly the technology and some science has entered into the debate and discussion, which I believe is invaluable, and more importantly, are the emotions and the feelings that women who have experienced abortions, what they are saying. And this is something, like I said, that's been happening on an organic level that the left doesn't know what to do about. They cannot squash it because people can't help but be honest and say, this is what I believed. I believe the government was being genuine. And then I subsequently found out that they had lied to us. Like so much that we look to in the scientific community of our government, whether we're talking about COVID or some other misrepresentations that we're being faced with, and that is that, I think Billy Graham once said that you can always tell when a politician's lying is not when they're touching their hair or their nose or their ear, but when their lips are moving. And people kind of laughed about that. But sadly, that's probably more true than funny than we would like to imagine. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a landmark abortion case on December the 1st that might overturn Roe v. Wade. And that idea and the threat of Roe v. Wade being overturned is
brain damaging to those on the left that do not care about hashtag women's lives matter or anything like that, or, you know, the Me Too movement. It's just about their ideology. They're not listening to their sisters that said, wait a minute, there's been a problem with Roe v. Wade, and you need to hear me out. Well, the president of the Justice Foundation, Alan Parker, joins us now. Alan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, you lay it out. I kind of gave my scenario of what I've seen has been happening since Roe v. Wade. And this is an organic movement that the left cannot push back because, you know, just like the blind man who can now see, all he knows is that he's blind and now he can see. And this is a lot that's happening with the women. And dare I say, even the men who have participated in abortions and realizing that, wow, we made a huge mistake here. We didn't have the whole truth and nothing but to make a decision about my wife's pregnancy or my girlfriend's pregnancy, much less the child that we aborted.
Yes, thank you. So I am an attorney. I'm licensed to practice before the United States Supreme Court. That's where I do most of my practicing. And when you're there, the way you do it most of the time is through written arguments called Friend of the Court briefs. And I have the great honor to have been able to file four briefs on behalf of various clients in this Mississippi case that could reverse Roe v. Wade. As you've been talking, the most relevant case clients that we represent, I represent over 2,240 women injured by abortion. Everything I know about abortion, and I'm going to talk about on this interview with you, is from women who actually had abortions. And what they learned was what the Supreme Court actually first mentioned in 1992, that abortion can cause devastating psychological consequences to the women we're supposed to be helping. You really cannot kill your own child without it causing either tremendous problems that come from denying that fact, or grief and sorrow and substance abuse and suicidal attempts and other devastating emotional and psychological consequences, as the court has admitted in Casey in 1992. So why would we want to continue hurting women? We know it's an infant life. The Supreme Court admitted that in a case called Gonzalez in 2007. And now the third argument is, why would we continue it when we know we're devastating women, we're killing an infant life, and now here's the new thing. Most of your people on the audience might not know, but this is a true legal fact. No woman has to parent a child if she's not able to or doesn't want to, because every state has a safe haven law. She can release her child to the state in all 50 states at no cost, no legal procedure. She simply drops the baby off or relinquishes at the fire station or hospital or other designated safe spot within a designated time after birth. And she can be free of parenting without killing the child and injuring herself. That's why it's time to reverse Roe v. Wade in America.
Well, and the other thing, too, that we've learned, Alan, along the process is the technology. I mean, we are given, you know, in the era of COVID, lots of space and accommodation for science. But for some reason, we want to slam the door on science when it applies to abortion, right?
That's exactly right. And another one of my clients, her name is Hannah. And she is the first formerly frozen human embryo to file an amicus brief at the Supreme Court. So all of us are former embryos. That's how life begins.
Wow.
And life begins at fertilization. And she was frozen for 2 years outside her mother's womb before being placed in the womb of her adoptive mother, who then actually became her birth mother. This occurs through in vitro fertilization, and the first in vitro child wasn't until 5 years after Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. But even in Roe, the court said, after viability, when the child is able to live outside the womb, albeit with artificial aid, then the states are free to ban abortion. Now, in 73, that would have been about 24 weeks when a baby could be born through the natural birth canal and live. But today, with new science, Hannah's life is living proof before the court. And we put her first baby photo was at 3 days after fertilization. And then we put, you know, after birth. And then we put her graduation. She's about a 22-year-old right now. She's getting a master's in social work to help other people. But she's living proof. And when science advances, the law of precedent says court decisions should change to keep up with the times. Who would want to be stuck in 1973 science when we know so much more now that life really begins at conception and there's a better alternative for women without killing the child and destroying themselves emotionally and psychologically? We can win.
Alan, you say that Hannah has a 3-day-old picture of herself as an embryo. Was there any indication of heartbeat activity in that initial photo?
I don't think you could detect the heartbeat at that stage. I think there is life going on, no doubt about it. And you know what you can detect that is amazingly shocking? You can tell the sex of the child at 3 to 5, 6 days old. And we put that fact in our briefs. So, you know, this other transgender debate that sex is a social construct. No, it's not. The scientist can tell you whether it's, before you can see anything that would tell most of us what it is, they can tell it's a male or female and that it's alive. And if we don't kill it, it becomes it is a human being. She is a human being. And at our website, the Justice Foundation, you can read our briefs and you can see the picture of Hannah right in there at that phase. And we hope that picture, it's worth 1,000 years, 1,000
years. Yes. A thousand years as well, Alan. It could very well be so meaningful that going forth that, you know, for the generations to come that we honor life and birth and mothers and we're not even talking about fathers here and how devastated they have become since Roe v. Wade in dealing with the reality of abortion. We're talking with the attorney Alan Parker with the Justice Foundation. He's the president of the Justice Foundation, and we've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with the attorney Alan Parker. He's also the president of the Justice Foundation, talking about this landmark abortion case that is being heard by the U.S. Supreme Court on December the 1st that just might overturn Roe v. Wade. Boy, that's a huge leap, Alan. Do you think that we're at that point to where that is even possible? We've been talking about this for decades, that Roe v. Wade was subject to be overturned. There were some Supreme Court justices that were appointed and confirmed, and of course that raised the ire of those on the left that they have made this the hill that they want to die on, is this Roe v. Wade, which is quite interesting after we find ourselves exterminating over 60 million babies.
Yes, I think it is an amazing time in American history, and I think we have six judges on the court who might be open-minded about reversing Roe v. Wade. And I think that some of them may think Roe was wrongly decided, but under the law of precedent, that's not enough. There must be more reasons. And one of the clients that we represent is Melinda Tebow. She's the founder of the Moral Outcry Petition. And that is a petition to the Supreme Court, and she now has over 545,000 signers of the petition. Wow. And we filed a brief on her behalf, and we put 539,000 names in the brief. It would have been 11,000 pages long if it was printed out, but we used a Dropbox. And what it is, we ask that we all, you, I know you, and I love the intro, the Marine Corps song. We as citizens, all of us as citizens, have the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. That's in the First Amendment. And who created this grievance of abortion? It wasn't the states. Most of the states banned abortion in 1973. Yes. It wasn't Congress. It wasn't the people's representative. It was the unelected Supreme Court, purportedly interpreting the Constitution. So we should petition the Supreme Court to correct its error and its grievance. And so Melinda said, has anybody ever done a petition? I said, I don't think so. And she said, can it be done? I thought a minute, and I said, well, it's never been done before, but I think there's nothing that says it can't be done. And it's the only way for citizens to correct this horrible injustice. So we have five reasons why Roe should be reversed under the law of judicial precedent. Kind of amazing that two of the judges wrote a book and called The Law of Judicial Precedent before they were even on the Supreme Court. And in that book, Section 47B says, one of the reasons to reverse it is because the decision has been the subject of intense, severe criticism, debate, and protest. So our first argument is abortion is a crime against humanity. That's what happens when the government withdraws legal protection from a class of human beings. And that's what the Supreme Court in 2007 said. Some women come to regret aborting the infant life they once created and sustained. At the moment of abortion, it's an infant life already. And so that's why the women are devastated by it. And the court has admitted in 1992 in Casey, devastating psychological consequences. They've admitted it's an infant life. And anyone listening, no matter what your opinion on abortion is, why would you want to have devastating psychological consequences? I represent thousands of women. We actually put over 4,000 testimonies in this Dobbs case of women hurt. So why would you want to see women hurt? And why would you want to see infant life killed? Most people don't want that. They want to help the woman. That's what they think. But is there a better alternative today? And that's what's brand new. Those didn't start till 1999, 7 years after Casey, which was the last time the Supreme Court considered reversing Roe v. Wade. And in Casey, they did weaken it, but they said women have come to rely upon it. Well, there were no safe haven laws in America. Today, all 50 states say, if you don't want the baby, if you can't take care of the baby, just give us the baby at a hospital or fire station usually, and we won't charge anything. It's free, unlike abortion. Yes. Abortion, a minimum cost of $600, maybe to $1,000. Why pay that money? If you're low income, every state in the nation will pay your medical bills. And when you're pregnant, that's really the only cost, maybe some clothes or something that, as you grow. But in exchange for months of pregnancy, the states now, everyone, even liberal states like California, New York, they all say, there are no unwanted children in America. Give us your children. And then the last argument is, well, what will happen to those children that are going to be in foster care? No, there's 1 to 2 million families, women, every year waiting to adopt newborn children. And so it's a win-win-win for everybody. We can end the abortion wars by helping everybody. It's justice for the child. Don't kill the baby.
Right. Exactly.
And then it's mercy for the mother. Hey, don't hurt yourself. Give us the child, and we'll give it to the loving homes that are vetted by the states and waiting to adopt a family. So it's a win-win-win for everybody.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's great. Now, let me ask you something. The question has always been the Supreme Court. They're, you know, by our Constitution, they're not the lawmakers. How can we say that this is the law when this was a decision by the Supreme Court? And whenever it's kind of an assumed law, well, you can't, I mean, you either have law or you don't have. I think you're parsing and splitting hairs here. I mean, this is nothing that Congress had instituted. It was done, as you said, solely by the Supreme Court. How can this be regarded as law?
And it's not, and it's the Supreme Court's interpretation of the Constitution. But ask anybody who's pro-choice on abortion, where is Constitution mentioned in the abortion? Where's the word? Nowhere to be found. On the other hand, where is life found? And there's twice in the Constitution that says there's a right to life, in the Fifth and the 14th Amendments. So it applies to the original government, and the 14th Amendment applies to all the states after the Civil War. There's a right to life in the Constitution, and that's been ignored, even though it's expressly written. I can show you where the right to life is. They came up with the right to abortion and liberty interest and the penumbra, the shadows of the Constitution. That is a terribly wrong decision. And today, we don't have to be tortured by saying, well, we want to help women in these difficult situations. I want to help women in difficult situations. I represent thousands of women. There are resources on our website for abortion recovery programs for women. And And listen to this. Even in the Gonzalez case, all nine members of the court at the time said abortion was difficult and painful. Why is it painful to women? Because you're taking human life. Today we can save the life. We can have mercy for the mother saying, don't kill the baby, don't hurt yourself. Give us, the as a society, we will help you. And this is the law already in all 50 states. If someone's listening all over this nation and you've got a baby and you don't know in your womb and you don't know what to do with, and baby is how women think of it. Women don't say, oh, I've got a fetus growing inside me. It's a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just common sense. And that's why it's difficult and painful. Google safe haven law. It's in all 50 states, and they'll tell you, like Texas is 60 days after birth, you can do it. Some states are shorter, like California is 3 days. I know that. I think Mississippi is 30 days. So it varies. The time varies a little bit, but you don't have to take the life of the child. And some women say, well, I could never put up child for adoption. I'd always wonder where they are. Well, the grief and trauma of abortion is you always wonder where would the child be at this phase
exactly.
of life. But you
exactly.
have the guilt of taking the life of that child. And you go to a wedding, and I'm telling you what the women have told me, and this is in our brief. You can read our brief at the Supreme Court. Read some of the women's testimonies in the footnote 7 and 14, I think, in the brief. Like you go to a friend's daughter's wedding, and there's her daughter, and it's a beautiful thing, and you're sitting there thinking, my daughter will never have a wedding. My God,
exactly.
what have I done? And it's five of the judges said it was a moral decision, and we do not take the life of an innocent human being in this country. Even before we execute a criminal, there's a huge trial. We have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that they've done something serious like taking the life of another human being. Yeah. So we know this is deep and serious, and we believe that many women say, I feel like a murderer, and a lot of them feel like maybe God couldn't even forgive me.
That's heartbreaking. Exactly. And Alan, I got to tell you, and my audience is used to hearing me relate this, but this is a matter of fact. When I talk with women and men, they will tell me, the consistent thing they will tell me is they will pause for a moment and you can see the pain in their eyes. And they go, Bill, my child would have been 7 today. Or my child would have been 13, or even a director of the Roe v. Wade movie. We're sitting across from one another, and I'm looking at my notes, and I'm sharing with him about women's comments, and I look up, and tears are rolling down his face, and he says, "Bill, my son would have been 23." I mean, you know, when you hear that, and you hear that pain, that deep cry of their heart coming out like that. It's devastating, you know, to be in that presence and not be able to relate to the suffering that they go through, like you said. So, again, thank you for all that you do, for all that the Justice Foundation is doing. If people want more information, again, remind them of the website, Alan, if you would, please.
Go to thejusticefoundation.org, and if you're a woman who wants to tell her story, you can do that online, and there's abortion recovery programs for men and women, resources that you can find that also. Don't suffer in silence.
Alan Parker, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.